This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to The Real Side Radio. I'm Dave Sussman, sitting in a chair for Joe Messina, who is out saving the kids from the educational bureaucracies across America. It's great to be back here, and I'm back here now every couple of weeks sitting in for Joe. And, you know, we're just kind of talking about the fact that there's just no news going on in the world anymore. It's kind of boring, you know? Let's just sit around that hilltop on the Coca-Cola commercial and kumbaya together. Yeah, maybe not. Because a lot of people are feeling that the left are trying to take away our rights to even do that, to tell us how we can say things, what we can say, the language that we can use, and then they can start taking a look at our constitutional rights. Well, free speech is the first constitutional right. The second is our right to bear arms. And I'm just going to say this as a lead-in right now. I belong to a cigar group locally. It is through a good friend of mine. We call it Friends of Chuck. And one of my close buddies is also a member of that group, and his name is Matt Funicello. He is a two-time tour Marine who toured Iraq during the bad times, although he might argue with you on that. He's told me some stories that are incredible, and he blew my mind last night when we were talking 2A. So I thought it would be a great opportunity to share his thoughts with the world and 52 stations on the GCN network and the Salem Radio Network. Matt, welcome, my friend. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
It's good to have you.
Good to see you again.
Okay. I want to get right into it right now. Obviously, we have a serious problem. We could call it a cultural problem. Some people call it a gun problem. The fact of the matter is that mass shootings are now a common occurrence. You and I grew up, we didn't have them as a common occurrence.
Correct.
First of all, what is your response to say, what is the reasoning for this?
I really can't nail down a true you know, reasoning for it, because from my perspective, there's a couple. There's it's a mental health issue. There's something going on with the shooter's mental health, prescription medication, lack of fathers in the home, societal issues. There's a lot at play. But what it isn't an issue of, it's not a gun issue. It's never been a gun issue, and it never will be a gun issue. When it's brought up as a gun issue, it's always brought up as a knee-jerk reaction, emotional argument that doesn't really get anywhere, doesn't go to the root of the problem, and nobody wants to talk about the root of the problem. Is what I said before. It's a family issue, the lack of parenting, lack of fathers in the home, mental health issues, and then just common signs of, hey, this guy's got a problem. Maybe I shouldn't buy my son a gun.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
Matt, listen, as somebody that walks around keeping as much data in my head as possible, I want to get into this in the last 3 minutes here before our first break. And that is this: you stood up last night and you said there are 30,000 gun related deaths per year by firearms, and this number is not disputed. The U.S. population is 324 million. Let's call it 325 million. You wrote this article a couple 3 years ago, and you said, do the math. 0.00000925% of the population dies from gun-related actions every year.
Right.
Break that down even further.
Well, and just so we're clear there, too, when I wrote this, this was a couple of years ago. Obviously, I think last year gun-related deaths were up to like about 40,000. But, I mean, on average, it's anywhere between 30 and 40,000. But when you break down those numbers, like you had mentioned, 65% of those deaths are by suicide, which never would have been prevented by gun laws. 15% are by law enforcement in the line of duty and are called justifiable homicides. 17% are through criminal activity, gang, drug-related, or mentally ill persons, gun violence. 3% are accidental discharge. And, you know, obviously we all know what that means. Like, hey, somebody, you know, somebody grabbed a gun when...
Oh, we're talking about guns still.
Yeah, right. or do we segue into something? But, yeah, you know, what? It's I always break down that number when everybody talks about it, like, oh, you know, because there are some people who truly believe, and I've talked to them before, that even suicide counts as gun violence. I'm like, no, that is completely inaccurate. You can't do that. It, you know, somebody taking their own lives with whatever vehicle they choose to use, whether it be drugs, guns, knives, you know, jumping off a cliff, you know, that's not violence. They did it to themselves. So I don't subscribe to that at all. You break down that number and to the first portion of it, and you know, out of the 30 to 40,000, you get only about roughly 8,000, and that's actually where murders occurred with a firearm. And then you break down that number even more to what weapon caused that, and you know, this will segue into, you know, the whole quote unquote assault weapon argument that Oh, these evil assault weapons kill so many people a year. There's so few deaths caused by so-called assault weapons, they can't even quantify the number. They can't. When you look at what type of firearm caused the death, assault weapons fall into the long gun category. So they lump them in with shotguns, bolt-action rifles, all that stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I want to get deeply into this, and I'm so glad that you're here in studio, because I think this is a really significant issue, and there's going to be more shootings. There's going to be more mass shootings. I, God hope not, but we have to expect that there are.
It's the reality that we live in. Right.
And every time there is a mass shooting, before the bodies are even identified, you've got politicians. They're turning this political. It's about gun control and everything else. And I want to get into all of this with you, because I want to talk to you about what the end game is here for the folks that want to repeal gun rights. So we've got Matt Funicello. He is joining me in the studio the whole hour here. We're going to get really into this granular. Dave Sussman here sitting in the chair for Joe Messina at Real Side Radio. Don't go away. This is going to be fascinating.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
And the best bumper music in all terrestrial radio, Joe Messina Show. Dave Sussman sitting in a chair. Hi, folks in the Facebook chat room. So glad to be here, and thank you for joining us. And you can find us, if you're not in the Facebook chat room, you can find us at realside.com. And check us out online at the Facebook room if you're not there already, or you can call us at 855-732-5563. Got Matt Funicello in the chair with me live here in the studio. Indeed. And we are talking 2A and the assault on 2A that is happening right now. Matt is a Marine. He is a veteran of the Iraq War. He is a gun rights advocate, and this man carries more knowledge in his noggin than most people you will see combined on CNN and Fox and everywhere else.
And the only reason why I do that is because there's so many times I have to break out the, like, hey, you're wrong, and let me tell you why you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, you're very, very good at it. And after I said at the very beginning here, after hearing you last night, I said I need this man in the chair in the studio tomorrow night for Joe's audience. So let me let's first get to brass tacks here. Okay. You now have, after the mass shootings that just took place in Dayton, El Paso, and Gilroy, a lot of people forget about Gilroy, that just took place as well in California, you've got the Democratic nominees that are coming out, and they're talking about red flags. They're talking about red flag laws. They're talking about mental health laws. They're talking about closing loopholes at gun shows, and a whole range of other measures, all the way up to Pete Buttigieg, who's talking about taking $1 billion in taxpayer funds to fight white supremacy. Okay. All right. So you've got all points in between this.
That's funny.
All right. First of all, let me just ask you, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here,
right,
because I am like you.
Please
I'm
do.
A
yeah. No, you have to do that.
Okay?
Yeah.
But here's my question for you. Okay? The children... No, okay, I'm not going to go there. Okay. What is wrong with increasing background checks for people who buy guns? And what are the background checks that exist now, just so that our audience understand that where we're coming from, where the people want to go?
Okay, so background check right now, if you go into a gun shop or buy it online, people forget that when you buy a gun online, it goes to an FFL dealer, so you go through a background check. So there's no...
FFL dealer is...
A federal firearm license.
Okay.
Sorry. So a background check, you fill out this form. It's called a 4473, and it's a federal form. You fill it out. It's like 2.5-3 pages long. Get, you know, ID, all that stuff like that. It's an instant background check. And, you know, just so, I don't know if you know this, but when I got out of the Marine Corps before I became a cop, I worked at a gun store, and I actually sold guns. So I'm well aware of, you know, what goes on when it comes to buying guns. I will say this, though. There's a caveat. I'm not opposed to background checks. I'm not. When I think that if you want to buy a gun, you should be able to, you should be able to, but you shouldn't mind submitting to a background check. However, when all these people want to do this all-encompassing, you know, quote-unquote universal background check, we want to have a background check for everything like that, there needs to be a caveat to that. If I've successfully passed a background check within the past, like, 5 years and I have no criminal record, there should be no reason for me to go through another one.
Okay. One of the problems that have occurred recently, or I should say over the past several years, is that so many of these shooters, the mass shootings, are kids. They're young. They're 18, 19, 20, 22 years old. The kid in Parkland, Florida, all right, there were so many ways that the FBI should have been notified about him beforehand.
Well, they were notified.
They were notified, but they say that his record was expunged because he was under 18, and it's a refresh at 18. So the same with the kid, I think, in Dayton, Ohio, that you know, he wrote these awful threats to murder people, but that's taken off of your record when you're 18, even if you do that when you're 17 years and 300 days old. Would you agree that that should carry through and that should be a part of a background check?
Well, we have to look at the totality of the circumstances on why it was expunged in the first place. If it was just expunged because, hey, you're a minor and, you know, we don't want this to go through, you know, to carry on with you, I call BS to that. Nope.
Okay.
You're not going to... We're not expunging records just because you're a wee little boy. Uh-uh. If you know, if something happened, whatever, that... If you want it expunged for a certain reason, okay. I'm not against expungement. I'm against expunging it for age. Age should not be the sole arbiter of whether we should prevent details of information and all that stuff from carrying over. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
They say Florida may not have happened if that law didn't kick in where it was expunged at 18.
See, I don't believe that because Florida should not have happened.
One of the victim's fathers suggested that, by the way.
I have to say, Florida would have been prevented had the FBI, the local sheriff's department, and the school had done their jobs. The school knew about his violent history. They knew about his criminal history or his mental history. They knew all about it, but they said nothing. Well, actually, they notified the sheriff. The sheriff's department did their follow-up. They tried to do a 5150 hold on him, and for some reason that, you know, that there was multiple instances where something could have happened where they where nothing did happen.
Uh-huh.
And then, again, we all fall back into, yeah, when the shooting did occur, there was another, you know, Broward County sheriff's deputy that, you know, nutted up and didn't do anything at all and let all those kids get shot. So if we want to point our fingers and everything like that, we need to point the fingers at people knew about a problem and they did nothing about it. The school knew about his problems. Why didn't they do a 5150 hold on him?
Okay. What I'm hearing you say, Matt, however, into our last minute here, is that with the situation like that, you would have wanted his record to carry over if he was 15, 16, 17, and he obviously had evil intent, and that should have been carried through to an adult.
Yes.
Okay. So this is something, and I can't believe we're already at the end of the segment here, because I want to get deeper into this with you. So I'm going to save the question for after the break, though, and I want you to think about this. Argument from 2A advocates is that any kind of gun control is a slippery slope.
Now it is, yes.
Okay. But that response that you just gave me is that, well, yeah, I would want the background checks to go back to when they were kids. That doesn't exist today.
The background check, well, again, the background check doesn't change, though. What does change is that, hey, we're not going to let this information be hidden from the public just because you're a minor.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or just because you turned 18, you get a reset. That's not fair. Number one, you have to prove to me that you're on the right track, and then maybe we'll expunge it later when you've proven to be on the right track, right with society. You're not going to go schizoid on us, or, you know, pardon my French, but you know what I'm saying. So it's not the fact that we're changing the background check or changing the background check system. We're changing the fact that the legal system prevented information from being shown to a background check.
Folks, we're going to be right back here. We're going to continue. We're going to get deeper into this. I've got Matt Funicello, who is a gun rights advocate, Marine veteran here in studio with me, who's talking about 2A. We'll be right back after the break. Don't go away.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says American Jews who vote for Democrats are disloyal to the religion and Israel. Democratic Congressman Andy Levin says the president is harming relations with Israel.
The president is at the center of a maelstrom of an increase in white supremacy and hate crimes in this country. He's a danger to Jewish people in this country. He's undermining the incredibly important alliance between America and Israel.
Despite saying he's a backer of background checks, President Trump says he wants to be certain that closing loopholes won't clear the way for more gun control. He's now reaffirming that it is a mental health issue.
I want guns to be in the hands of people that are mentally stable. And those people, I want them to easily be able to get a gun.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Sussman back in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And you can find us at the Facebook room at therealside.com. And, of course, check us out. Come say hi in the Facebook room, or you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. Breaking news, as I just mentioned in the last hour. Breaking news. Washington Governor Jay Inslee says he is ending his presidential bid. That means that he can go back to Washington State and continue ruining Seattle. Seattle is dying.
Dust.
Yes. Anyway, we have in the chair Matt Finicello, good friend of mine, good friend of America, served this country as a Marine. He is a veteran and was a police officer, served two tours in Iraq. He saw some things that, quite frankly, pretty hard to hear when you have a couple of whiskeys with this man. But he is a good man. But he is in the chair tonight because he is also a gun rights advocate. And I'm just going to go through a couple of questions here for you. First of all, the different candidates are getting up, and you've got Andrew Yang, and he's referencing a way to combat mass shootings is something called smart guns. Joe Biden is also a big proponent of smart guns. As far as I understand it, this is biometric guns that will not shoot if it does not recognize your fingerprint. How does that work?
There's current technology out there right now. I forget the company that makes it, but there is a gun actually out there that does that. It's a biometric to your finger, like not so much as different as unlocking your iPhone on a fingerprint. It's not going to work, and it's actually going to get people killed because, first of all, you're associating that particular firearm only with one person. So if it's a family, if it's a husband or a wife in a family, and she wants to, she's going away or he's going away, and they want to leave their spouse, their gun for protection, whatever. You're poop out of luck. It's not going to work. And it's also been proven, there's multiple videos on YouTube actually showing how exactly you can hack into a smart gun to disable it from you and to make it fire remotely or all kinds of stuff. So, no, anytime you put, quote-unquote, smart technology on a, quote, dumb product, something that doesn't have a computer in it, you make it inherently less safe and inherently less reliable. Think about it this way. somebody has an old washing machine from 1980. Those things are going to run until the metal rusts.
Yeah, that's why I have
When they break down, it's a, hey, you know, I got to change out the belt, whatever. Your new washing machines cost over $700, and when one breaks, oh, you got to replace this computer module.
And it's $500
That computer module.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no. It's no.
So,
solid no.
This is the, by the way, this is why I don't use a fingerprint to open my phone, and I will never, ever, ever do those 23andMe's, because I feel information, that data, that biometric data will somehow, it will be hacked. It's not a matter of if, it's when.
Yep.
Okay, so listen, I'm not going to cast aspersions here. You are a gun rights advocate, and if you have a debate with a true gun control person, of which I am not, they will make this personal. What about the children? And blah, blah, blah. One is too many. So for folks that are just joining us here, the actual numbers of gun violence, okay, this is what got me last night. And then by using the actual numbers, explain the difference right now. So if you take a look at the actual shootings that take place, there's a statistic out there that is just repeated ad nauseum. You see it on social media that says, there have been how many mass shootings just this year alone? 400?
250.
It's insane.
Like that,
some huge number. What is a mass shooting? It is what? Okay, explain this.
The problem is that the federal government, the FBI, doesn't have an actual definition of what a mass shooting is. Nobody does. They get that definition from, excuse me, it's called the Gun Violence Archive, which is... It is a partisan group. They are a gun control group, and all these Democrats like to quote, you know, Gun Violence Archive is a nonpartisan group. Yeah, BS. Nuh-uh. Anyways, their definition of a mass shooting is four or more people shot in one incident. Now, it's shot, not shot and killed, not shot and wounded, just shot. So, if you actually go to Wikipedia, good old reliable Wikipedia, actually has each individual incident mapped out, or not mapped out, but on there, right? And with an attached news article to quantify it. And over 80% of them, 90% of them, all happened in high crime rate cities like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, all that stuff. And on average, nobody was killed. It was shot and wounded in either a drive-by or an otherwise gang or narcotic-related incident.
Okay.
So, and they always point out, like, oh, white people are terrorists because all the white people are committing the mass shootings. Well, if you take into consideration all these other shootings, over 80% of them are people of color.
Inner-city violence that we see. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. And when I say, you know, people of color, I'm not being racist. I'm not trying to say
No,
that.
You're talking demographics here. The weekend of Dayton and El Paso, which was horrific.
Right.
Okay. You had something along the lines of, the exact numbers were like 47 people were shot in Chicago. 7 of them died.
Right.
Okay. That barely
made And nobody talks about them.
Right.
Nobody
made a clip on this.
They only talk about it when they lump all of them together and say, oh, there's this many mass shootings. They only talk about it then, but they never talk about the details unless there's children involved. Unless there's children involved or there's a bunch of dead people. And I'm not going to apologize for talking like that. I speak very bluntly and I speak very factually. The facts don't care about your feelings. In this case, the facts do not support your calls for massive gun control. They just don't.
Okay.
Period.
So we're arguing emotional, right? This is an emotional argument. With an emotional argument, Matt, it seems to be working, because if you take a look at the statistics, and everybody on the left right now is referring to these statistics, that 90% of the American people want some form of increased background check.
Look, if you talk to anybody that's you know, a gun rights advocate or even a gun owner or everything like that, yeah, we like it. We support background checks.
Okay.
The slippery slope is when you actually take these background checks and expand on them to include certain caveats to, you know, like, I believe the March for Our Lives people just came out with this platform just today. It was like Peace in Our Time or something like that. And one of the requirements
gun control group.
Right.
Okay.
One of their requirements to purchase a firearm was You need to do a background check, a mental health check, a in-person interview, and screening of your online footprint for the past 5 years. Excuse me?
Before you're allowed to have a gun.
Excuse me? And get a license, and the license expires every year. Excuse me? So that's not understanding and supporting the Second Amendment. That's strictly gun control, and you wanting me not to have a gun. That's exactly what that is. And I'm grateful that they're coming out and actually saying these things, because over the past, how many times over the past, 10 years have the gun control side or the Democrats say, like, oh, these guys are just running around saying, we're coming for your guns. We're not coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. They've said it. All the Democrats that are running for president right now have supported a ban on a particular firearm, a buyback, and a confiscation, and jail time for those that don't comply. They're coming for your guns.
Okay. For those, and I don't suppose there's a lot in this particular audience that are listening right now, and we're coming up for a break, so I'm going to keep this one for after. Holy cow, we're going by quick tonight, man. This is insane.
Time flies when you have fun, huh?
Yeah, okay, so explain really quickly, and this is a question that Tammy asked earlier for our audience. What is an assault weapon? What is a semi-assault weapon? Handgun, so on.
Okay, if you actually look at the technical definition of an assault weapon is a select fire firearm, something that can be fired in the fully automatic, burst, and or semi-automatic mode. Mm-hmm. It is a select fire weapon. That's the technical definition of an assault weapon. The media's definition of assault weapon changes on a weekly basis because they keep adding caveats to it. I mean, look at California. They banned the quote-unquote assault weapons like 10 years ago, right? And then, you know, gun rights activists being the technical geniuses that we are, we find a way around their laws so we can keep our guns. So then, we're just going to add this definition to make an assault weapon. We're going to add this definition to make an assault weapon. To the point where now an assault weapon is any rifle or shotgun that's capable of accepting a semi-automatic or capable of accepting a detachable magazine, and it's semi-automatic.
Okay, and a bump stock, which Donald Trump outlawed,
yeah,
does what?
A bump stock allows the user of the firearm to simulate automatic fire, but it's not automatic fire.
Gotcha. Okay. We're going to be right back here. We're going to talk not just 2A, but also 5A. Don't go away, folks. Got Matt Vinicello in the chair with me, Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Don't you give me that look!
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way!
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
And Dave Sussman back in the chair for Joe Messina here at Realside Radio. And it is really good to be back here tonight. In our last segment in the second hour here, I'm delighted to have with us, still with us, Matt Funicello. Matt Funicello is a gun rights advocate. He is a two-time tour Marine veteran serving in Iraq. Thank you for your service, Matt. And thank you for your friendship, my friend. Okay, let's get back into 2A.
Let's do this.
And one of the things that really raised my eyebrow last night is how you kind of related the fight over gun or gun rights, 2A, okay, to 5A, the Fifth Amendment, which it, in simple terms basically means that you can't incriminate yourself and some other aspects of the Fifth
can't
Amendment.
Part of the Fifth Amendment is double jeopardy's in there. But also due process. You can't have anything taken from you to include your civil liberties and all that stuff like that without due process of law. First, it says that in there, due process first. And the problem with red flag laws, especially, and you know, like I said, I'm critical of President Trump on guns because I don't, whatever. He said, quote, take guns first, due process second.
President Trump said this. You are a proponent of President Trump. You are going to vote for President Trump, but you have major issues with President Trump's stance on guns.
I do.
What are they?
Um, you know, he's the one who's come out and said, well, first of all, let's get one thing straight. Banning the bump stocks by executive order, that's illegal. You can't do that. You've now made a rule change and made the ATF reclassify what they define as an automatic weapon. You can't do that. You can't do that. It needs to go through Congress. And you can't just arbitrarily tell a government agency how they define an inanimate object. They cannot do that. And I'm shocked that so many conservatives are like, meh, I don't care. It's just a piece of plastic. No big deal. I mean, these are the people that railed on President Obama for years of using his executive orders. But it's okay if Trump does it. But whatever, that's a whole other Oprah. Red flag laws. Red flag laws are going to be abused.
How?
Period. Take California, for example. California right now, as it stands, law enforcement, medical professionals can go to a judge and request to have your guns taken away pending a mental evaluation or pending a hearing. But now they want to expand it. There's a law that hasn't been passed yet, but it's going to pass, and Newsom's going to sign it, that will basically allow your employer, your coworkers, friends, and family. Well, family's already on there right now, too. But pretty much anybody out there can get a gun violence restraining order on you. Now, I don't know about you, but a lot of people don't like me. I've had a lot of people say that you should not have guns because of A, B, and C, because of your background, because of this, because of that, whatever. What's stopping them from getting a gun GVRO against me? I mean, President Trump just showed how easily it is to abuse a red flag law. After Cuomo and that, you know, the whole Fredo thing, he tweeted out like, the way that Cuomo came out, it's like, that's red flag right there. He shouldn't have guns. That's exactly how they're going to be abused. And they're going to be abused to no end. A red flag law will do more harm than good. In theory, a red flag law, in theory, why don't we? You know, why don't we look at somebody making these insane statements and acting crazy and all that stuff? But the Constitution isn't a theory. The Constitution is black and white. Our Bill of Rights are black and white. You cannot take something away from somebody without due process of law. A case out in Florida, I mentioned this to you last night, a gentleman got a letter from the Florida Department of Agriculture, something like that, saying your CCW is now denied, or your CCW is now no longer valid. You cannot carry a concealed weapon. And then he's like, where did this come from? And I guess it stemmed from a female that allegedly rented a room out from him, and he threatened her in some form or fashion, and she petitioned to get his guns taken away. And it went to the sheriff's department, said, I've had no action taken against me. I don't know who this person is. And in the affidavit, the woman describes this guy by name, but physical feature, she describes a 5'8", covered in tattoos, long hair, and black. This guy, same name, he's 5'8", he's white, he doesn't have a lot of tattoos, and he's got a shaved head. But the sheriff's department told him, no, sorry, man, we got to take your guns first. You can figure this out later. You have to get an attorney. So now you're taking somebody's property without due process. Now you're making them pay out of their own pocket to clear their name. See, what a lot of people don't understand, that gun violence restraining orders, red flag laws, they're not in criminal court. They're in civil court. And a lot of people also don't understand, you are not entitled to a public defender in civil court. That's only in criminal court.
So it's out of your pocket.
It's out of your pocket.
And that's expensive.
It is expensive, and it's timely. People don't understand that it takes thousands and thousands of dollars and months, if not years, of getting their guns back from a law enforcement agency.
Okay. Let's talk end game here, okay? Right. We have a few minutes left in this segment, and I don't want to miss this, all right? When we talk about end game, I'm asking the question, what is the end game for the gun control advocates, for many on the left, most on the left today, for the 20 remaining candidates in the Democratic presidential primary?
As it stands right now, from their public statements, their end game is to completely eviscerate the Second Amendment. They've, like I said, they've all come out in full support of, or at least you're like, yeah, I can get on board with that, with a ban on a particular set of weapons, a buyback, a confiscation, and jailing of anybody who doesn't go along with that. In addition to that, Senator Warren wants to come out and put a tax on firearms and ammunition. Even though there is already a tax on firearms and ammunition, she wants to put a 50% increase on those taxes. Like, for example, with ammunition, California tried to do this, and they tried to put a 5-cent tax on each round that you buy.
5 cents for
each
bullet.
5 cents. So increase that by 50%. That's a dollar a round. You know, some of the rounds that I shoot for my rifle, because I'm a precision shooter, I shoot competition, already they're over a dollar a round.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've doubled my price. And let's not talk about me. Let's talk about the people who are low income who can't afford all this stuff. You're pricing them out of their Second Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking away their ability to purchase a handgun, because let's be honest here. Guns are not cheap. They're not. If you want an actual reputable firearm for self-defense, i.e. a handgun, you're going to pay around $500-$600.
Okay. So they want to charge us, and I'm pushing us through because of our time.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. They want to charge you extra money. They want to basically tax you out of, obviously, a hobby.
Yeah.
What else?
They want to make it they want to make it extremely difficult, if not impossible, to purchase and own a firearm.
You cannot own a firearm in the state of New York, or in the city of New York. There's a lot of other cities around the country that you are no longer allowed to have a firearm. What if you drove through New York City with a CCW permit in the city of New York today?
I'd be arrested.
You'd be arrested. Even though you have a CCW permit.
Right.
So is that what they're trying to do across the country?
They want to do that all around the country. In New York, let's be clear. In New York, you can still own a firearm. In New York City, you can still own a firearm.
The state of New York.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the city of New York, you can still own a firearm. Just, you can't take it anywhere besides a range or a gun store. Well, in New York City, there are no ranges and gun stores. It's all outside of the city. So, effectively, you can't take that gun outside your home. Period.
De Blasio. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, but again, coming back to the end game here, because I hear the argument, slippery slope, and like you, I want to prevent that 17-year-old kid who turns 18 from being his record expunged. If he was killing kittens and he was writing letters to threaten girls in his class and he wants to go shoot everybody up just because he's 18, doesn't mean he should all of a sudden be off a radar. So go back to that issue real quickly, because that is the concern that a lot of people have. Second Right Amendment Act advocates are saying slippery slope in our last 2 minutes.
It's more than a slippery slope, though. It's a jump off a cliff. You cannot put these laws in place. They are not going to stop anything. They will not stop. Evil will find a way. In a period of Gilroy, El Paso, and Columbus.
Dayton.
Sorry. In the period of all those shootings, everybody got completely ignored an incident in L.A. City where a gang member went around and stabbed 5 people and killed 4. Evil will find a way. They'll jump into a plane and crash into a building. They'll jump into a rented U-Haul and blow it up in front of a federal building. They'll jump into a rented U-Haul and drive down the street in New York. They will find a way. In most of these cases where these kids are coming from either a broken home or a non-nurturing environment. Gavin Newsom, this guy's a clown, comes out and said, we have to look at toxic masculinity as a problem. Well, all these shooters are white men. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Matt Funicello, thank you so much for joining me here, brother. I greatly appreciate everything you're doing. Continue to get the word out and educate everybody. And greatly appreciate you being here. And we're going to be back after the top of the hour news, weather news. And Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. Don't go away.